I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. With the disturbing trend of psychological damage growing for refugee children, addressing the issue today requires us to look at the future. And what do art and the persecuted church have to do with each other? Well, we'll tell you in just a moment. And if you're a creative, you're going to want to stick around. We'll start today, though, in Greece, where, according to a new report by Save the Children, the islands there house a growing trend of depression, self-harm, and suicide among refugee youth. And part of the problem, in camps around the world, is that a major life necessity is missing: hope for the future. Dale Dielman of Tent Schools International says, without hope, education can only take someone so far.
When they get to be around 14, 15, they kind of drop out. They work within the camps, they work for their parents, or they hustle in some way, if you will. But they've really become, you know, disconnected with the educational process, mainly because they don't see any future.
So at an age when most kids are looking toward a bright future, these kids are caught up in survival mode.
I recently had reviewed a story that was an investigative report showing that more than 90% of older youth and young adults, you might say college age, have absolutely nothing to do in these camps.
And as the kids grow older, there are other risks besides psychological damage. As we mentioned last week, without purpose, they're vulnerable to radicalization. But we can be part of the solution and come alongside groups like Tent Schools as they share the hope of Christ. And are you in a transitional place in life, asking God what's next? Well, then you want to pay attention, because Transworld Radio is looking for people to join their short-term missions program called Embark. Alan Lawton with TWR explains.
Our short-term program is for people that maybe have already graduated, haven't found a job yet, but are looking for something to test their skills in missions, or they want to get some experience, or even people that are, you know, have kind of finished one career and they're ready to step into a second career and see if this is where God is leading them.
They have service opportunities across Asia, Africa, Europe, and trips can range anywhere from a couple of months to a year.
And the reason that is because it takes people a few weeks to just adjust to a new culture, and we really want them to be able to use their gifts and talents to make an impact.
The Embark trips are also a great way to get your feet wet in international missions, if that's something you're considering long term. They're using people with creative arts talents or technical skills.
The end goal is to bring the message of the gospel to people all over the world, people in difficult to reach areas like the 1040 window of North Africa and the Arabic countries.
Want to learn more about Transworld Radio's Embark trips? We'll get you connected in the full story at missionnews.org. And finally, Voice of the Martyrs Canada is calling all artists to show off their stuff in its visual arts contest. See, it's a chance for creatives to join together in sharing the persecuted church's story. A picture's worth a thousand words. VOMC's Vanessa Broble shares.
We have a theme verse here at Voice of the Martyrs. It's Hebrews 13:3, and it says that we should basically remember those in prison as if we were together with them in prison, and are being mistreated as if we ourselves were suffering. And so this contest comes out of that verse, and wanting to be a valuable visual voice telling the story of the persecuted through Hebrews 13:3.
The deadline for the contest is March 30th, and VOMC is handing out prizes to first, second, and third place winners. So why art?
As Elizabeth Elliot, she was the wife of martyred missionary Jim Elliot, she said, faith has to be exercised in the midst of ordinary, down-to-earth living. And as an artist myself, I'm always wrestling with, you know, how to impact the kingdom of God with this gift that God gave me, even though I'm just an ordinary artist. But I also don't want to be that servant who's buried his talent in the ground. And this contest provides an opportunity for artists to impact the kingdom of God with that gift.
The details are at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.